Welcome to McAfee Coliseum in Oakland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Orlando Cabrera. Batting second, the center fielder, Nick Swisher. Batting third, the left fielder, Carlos Quinton. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Jermaine Dye. Batting fifth, the DH, Ken Griffey. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Paul Konerko. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Alexei Ramirez. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Juan Uribe. Batting ninth, the catcher, Toby Hall. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Danks. For the Oakland Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Mark Ellis. Batting second, the catcher, Kurt Suzuki. Batting third, the DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Emil Brown. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Jack Kust. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Bobby Crosby. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Darrick Barton. Batting eighth, the center fielder, Rajay Davis. Batting ninth, the third baseman, Cliff Pennington. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Greg Smith. And now, play ball. Orlando Cabrera batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Cabrera hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Swisher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos Quinton is at the plate with a count of 2-2. There's a wild pitch. Cabrera moves to second. Carlos Quinton is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Quinton takes first base on ball 4. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Dye hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cabrera moves to third. Two outs. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Griffey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Barton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Griffey for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 0, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Ellis hits a fly ball into left field. Quinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Suzuki takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Emil Brown is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Suzuki moves to second. Jack Kust is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Kust strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 0, and the Athletics 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Konerko hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kust. Konerko reaches second base with a double. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Juan Uribe is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Uribe hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Kust. Uribe reaches second base with a double. Konerko scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Toby Hall is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Uribe scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Orlando Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cabrera is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cabrera hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Nick Swisher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Swisher is 0-for-1 in the game. Swisher hits a line drive towards third. Pennington reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Crosby strikes out. 1 out. Darrick Barton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Barton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Quinton. Barton reaches second base with a double. Rajay Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Davis strikes out. 2 outs. Cliff Pennington is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pennington takes first base on ball 4. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ellis is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Konerko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos Quinton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Quinton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Quinton takes first base on ball 4. Jermaine Dye batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Dye is 0-for-1 in the game. Dye hits a line drive into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Griffey is 0-for-1 in the game. Griffey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Quinton moves to second. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Konerko is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Konerko hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Suzuki is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Suzuki hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Quinton. Suzuki reaches second base with a double. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball towards center. Swisher settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Swisher. Suzuki moves to third. Emil Brown is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Suzuki scores. Thomas moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Jack Kust is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Kust is 0-for-1 in the game. Kust hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ramirez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Thomas moves to third. Brown moves to second. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Crosby is 0-for-1 in the game. Crosby hits a line drive towards third. Uribe catches it and steps on third to double up Thomas. 2 outs. Darrick Barton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Barton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Barton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. the White Sox will come to bat. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramirez hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Juan Uribe is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Uribe is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Uribe strikes out. 2 outs. Toby Hall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Orlando Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cabrera is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cabrera hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davis. Cabrera reaches second base with a double. Hall moves to third. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Swisher is 0 for 2 in the game. Swisher hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Rajay Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Dai. Davis reaches second base with a double. Cliff Pennington is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Pennington is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Pennington bunts towards the mound. Danks fields it and throws to first for the out. Davis moves to third. One out. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 2 in the game. Ellis takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Suzuki is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Suzuki takes first base on ball 4. Ellis moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Uribe fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos Quinton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Quinton is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Quinton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dye is 0 for 2 in the game. Dye hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Griffey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Griffey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pennington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Konerko is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Konerko hits a line drive towards short. Crosby reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Emil Brown is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Konerko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jack Kust is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kust is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kust takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Crosby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Crosby is 0 for 2 in the game. Crosby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cabrera fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Santiago Carcilla now pitching. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-2 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Juan Uribe is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Uribe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Uribe hits a pop-up towards short. Crosby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Toby Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hall is hit by the pitch. Ramirez moves to second. Orlando Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cabrera is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cabrera strikes out. 2 outs. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0-for-3 in the game. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Darrick Barton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Barton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rajay Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Davis strikes out. 2 outs. Cliff Pennington is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Pennington is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pennington hits a fly ball into left field. Quinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos Quinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Quinton hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Cust. Quinton reaches second base with a double. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dye is 0-for-3 in the game. Dye hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pennington fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Alan Embry now pitching. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Griffey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Griffey strikes out. 2 outs. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Konerko is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Konerko is walked intentionally. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ramirez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. DJ Carrasco now pitching. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ellis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carrasco fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suzuki is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Suzuki hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cabrera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Eric Patterson pinch runs for Frank Thomas. Emil Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Patterson. The throw from Hall and he is safe. Patterson steals second. Emile Brown is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Brown is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Swisher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joey Devine now pitching. Juan Uribe is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Uribe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Uribe strikes out. 1 out. Toby Hall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hall is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Hall strikes out. 2 outs. Orlando Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cabrera is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Cabrera hits a line drive towards short. Crosby reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Matt Thornton now pitching. Jack Cust is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cust is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cust strikes out. 1 out. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Crosby is 0 for 3 in the game. Crosby strikes out. 2 outs. Darrick Barton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Barton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Barton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Meyer now pitching. Nick Swisher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Swisher is 0 for 4 in the game. Swisher takes first base on ball 4. Brian Anderson pinch runs for Nick Swisher. Carlos Quinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Quinton is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and 2 walks. Quinton hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dye is 0 for 4 in the game. Dye hits a line drive into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Griffey is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Griffey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Anderson moves to third. Dwayne Wise pinch runs for Ken Griffey. Paul Konerko batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Konerko is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Konerko hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Brian Anderson now playing center field. Bobby Jenks now pitching. Carlos Gonzalez pinch hits for Rajay Davis. Carlos Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Uribe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jack Hanahan pinch hits for Cliff Pennington. Jack Hanahan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hanahan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cabrera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mark Ellis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ellis is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Ellis hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Oakland Athletics, 1. Goodbye from McAfee Coliseum in Oakland.